Today's special guest needs no introduction. You may know him from film. You may know him from visiting your community. Dante Oki, welcome to Gene Brave Rock to Wind Speaker Radio Network.
Oki, 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 Dante.
Yes, how are you doing today?
Amazing.
Good, awesome. So for people that don't know, you've been in a ton of different films. Maybe can you just rattle off a quick few of your films and roles that you've been in the past?
I think I'm most well known for Wonder Woman. I've done Revenant. I've done Hell on Wheels. Most currently, I was the stranger on The Dirty Black Bag and Frank Nakai on Dark Winds.
Cool. Let's talk about Dark Winds, Frank Nakai. Obviously, the end of season one, no longer. Has there been any talk if Frank is coming back for season two?
Nice try. Actually, they just started filming season three.
Oh.
And under non-disclosure, I cannot confirm or deny.
Okay.
Frank's is coming back.
We'll take it at that. You've done some stuntman work. Ever hurt yourself doing any stuntman work?
Oh, yes. I'm still feeling the aches and pain. I didn't feel them then, but I'm feeling them now.
Awesome. Now, when it comes to, indigenous film, we're seeing this huge insurgence of content and film and video and everything. How does it feel to be a part of this growing surge of great entertainment in indigenous world?
It's a great time to be an artist and a creative. It's amazing. We're telling our own stories. We're directing, producing, making it all happen.
Yes. Awesome, Yasin. So you're also doing some community work. You guys are traveling around to different communities with an Airstream trailer. And how's that been going?
So Sheena T. Kane and I have been going into communities doing motivational speaking, inspiring kids, and just telling a little bit of our story on, because we both grew up. I grew up on the Blood Tribe. Sheena grew up on Fishing Lake, and it's nice to go back into communities full circle and say, mm-hmm. Hey, this is how we did it. This is how we've been successful. This is, and for me myself, it's been a lot of breath work, grounding, feeding my own spirit.
Yeah.
And it's nice to share that knowledge with our kids. I didn't have that when I was growing up. So it's nice to share those stories.
Tell us a little bit of a sponsorship you guys got going on there with Airstream.
So I've connected with Airstream. We've made a collaboration in retaining, preserving our language, our stories. I come into a community. I bring them in the Airstream. I cook for them. I have I sit down. We have coffee, tea. I talk, listen to their stories. But first and foremost, I come with respect. Protocol, sweet grass, blankets, water, food. I really feel, being raised by my grandmother, it's an honor to go back and give back to our elders and show how really valuable they are. It's been amazing being able to retain some of the knowledge of our elders and leave something for our children.
Awesome. And what I like to see is that we can see a Nihil Métis woman and a Blackfoot man come together and come to these communities together, right?
It's great. I think the feminine and masculine dynamic.
Awesome. Tapoy. So how can people get a hold of you? Maybe they want to bring this to their community.
We're on social media. You can reach us at Gene Brave Rock and Sheena T. Kane.
Awesome. Sheena T. Kane in the back. Give the people a shout out, Sheena. No, she doesn't want it. She's being shy today. Okay, awesome. Sitting with Gene Brave Rock. You can find his shows over on AMC, on everywhere, all his different stuff. I'm going to throw it all up in my blog. Thank you so much for coming to take the time and chatting with us today, Gene.
Hey, it was great. Amazing. Thank you for the opportunity.
Get him, Watson.
Get him, Watson.